Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is the takeaway. That's Mozart. You know, if you were in the path of Hurricane Sandy and had enough batteries to get your CD player to work, you could have DJ'd yourself through the storm. But if you didn't, you might have had to rely on someone to DJ for you. And for people in the New York area and really around the world, the DJ of choice for music like this is, of course, WQXR, our partner station here. And you can listen to New York Public Radio's classical station, WQXR. But as we've been reporting the news, our colleagues at WQXR have also been comforting the nation and comforting our listeners in the midst of this storm-tossed set of days. Jeffrey Spurgeon is a morning host on WQXR and joins us. Jeff, thank you for your service, I have to say.
Oh, thank you, John. It's a privilege to do the work, and the response from people is really incredible. This music is a refuge. It is a port in a storm, really.
What kind of responses have you gotten?
Well, what we hear from people is that they are delighted to be able to go away in two senses, not only from the events themselves, hold yourself up while the hurricane winds blow and let the music take you away from that, or maybe just to get away from too much of the information and the buzz about it at other media outlets too. It's a respite.
You're delicately trying to say that you're a refuge from blabbers like myself, aren't you? Yeah.
I've spent my time doing your kind of blabbering too. Don't feel bad. It's just a change. That's all.
Let's talk requests. Do people want a particular tune, a particular style of music? Here's Appalachian Spring by Aaron Copland.
And people love that. Yeah, we got a request for that. We also heard from people who wanted things like the Barber Adagio for strings or the Lark in the Clear Air by Vaughan Williams. They're sounds that are, in most cases, tranquil or that create a large sense of space and take you out of maybe the narrow, closed-in feeling that a storm can give you.
What about for you? What would you choose? And we'll listen to a little bit of it.
I love Appalachian Spring. I love the Barber Adagio. I love the Mozart, I think of it as the Elvira Madigan music, but it's the 21st Piano Concerto, that movement that we started with at the beginning. That's tranquil. And I love what I said. Anything that creates a big sense of space around you. And that's what classical music often does because it's recorded in a concert atmosphere. So you're just in a bigger, more tranquil world.
And here we have Ray Vaughan Williams with the Lark Ascending.
Beautiful.
A lot of space there. We'll listen to that for a moment. Oh, it's so nice.
It slows you down.
It does. Do people want music that evokes something like a storm that is actually turbulent? Because there's plenty of tradition of classical music.
Absolutely. The William Tell Overture and the Four Seasons all have storms in them. People are even willing to have that experience. But generally, they want something that is tranquil and that will calm them down, as you just heard that little piece of Vaughan Williams do just now.
What do you think you do that's different from, and you could ask lots of people this, that's different from just people turning on their iPod if they have power and doing shuffle play of their classical music?
It's the difference that any radio station makes. It's that somebody else is there with you, sharing it with you. Either we're curating the music or we're listening along. And even though in some ways it's an illusion, in some ways it's not, we really are with you in a time of difficulty and stress.
Do people contact you and say, I know why you played that when you do a playlist? I can see the deep structure, the meaning, the inner code.
Sometimes people do. Sometimes they're right. Sometimes they're just making it up. But that's okay. That's part of the magic of radio, too. They make up what we look like and what our lives are like.
Bach would have loved it, right?
Absolutely.
He built all kinds of codes into his music.
Absolutely. There's depth there and something to enjoy on the surface. That's one of the reasons why we say classical music is really valuable, because you can go back to it again and again like any other great work of art.
How does Jeffrey Spurgeon take us out on Samuel Barber? What would he say?
He would say, here is a piece of music that offers you a chance for deep reflection on the magic and mystery of our lives.
Jeffrey Spurgeon, morning host on our sister station, WQXR.